So you did not fight much?
No.
Okay. Was there when you did have arguments, was it usually one kind of argument, meaning from stemming from one source, or you know, for instance, child rearing or finances, or was it just minor unrelated things?
Minor unrelated.
I see. Okay. How close was the relationship
between the
husband and the wife? Was it a fairly close one, or?
I think so.
Okay. How would you describe your relationship to other women?
I mean, friends?
I have
some very close lady friend, girlfriend, gal friends.
Mm-hmm. Women?
Women.
Shared women's talk and
yes.
Confide in each other?
Yes. And most of my friends are long-time friends.
Yeah. Chinese Americans?
Chinese American, Japanese American, American American.
Oh, I see. Did you have any knowledge of birth control? Period.
Very little.
I see.
Before these are days before the pill, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, before. What and from where?
What and from where?
Yeah. In other words, what did you know? What did you know about diaphragms or IUDs?
I don't think we had the IUDs then. The diaphragms, yes.
Oh, I see. There wasn't any IUDs at that time, huh?
I don't think so.
I see. But did you know of any one method or more than one method of birth control from talking or from?
Well, the doctor had the diaphragm. I learned that from the doctor.
Oh, your OBGYN doctor.
Yes.
I see. That was after the childbirth
yes.
or before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Was the first pregnancy planned?
No.
Okay. What were your feelings about pregnancy? Positive or negative?
There's no such thing as being a little bit pregnant.
Well,
either you're pregnant or you're not,
right.
So you might as well take a positive attitude.
I see. Were you embarrassed about being seen publicly?
Yes, really, I was. I was. Uh-huh. Well, now that you mentioned it, yeah, you're very conscious of your shape, and it's not vanity either. It's just it's a feeling.
I see. Were you glad afterwards that you got back to your normal?
Yes, for sure.
I see.
Because I never forget, I looked down and I said, oh, I can see my toes now. Yeah, I've forgotten all these things, Beverly, but anyway, it brings back.
How were you dressed?
So sloppy maternity clothes.
Not very well, huh?
Not very.
What was your husband's attitude toward your pregnancy?
He wanted a son.
Oh, I meant. Okay, in other words, he was happy about the pregnancy.
I don't think he was unhappy, but anyway.
In other words, he wasn't upset about you looking fat.
Didn't look very good. I feel sorry for pregnant women, I do.
I see. And then did you ever use any methods of birth control that we talked about previously, or, oh no, you told me I think we didn't.
No.
Okay.
Subsequently,
yes.
Use a diaphragm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Any premature births or miscarriages?
Richard was a premature baby.
Oh.
But no, I had no, I've never.
He survived.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Who taught you about prenatal and maternity care and that sort of stuff?
The doctor.
Oh,
my doctor.
So, not your mother.
No, I listened to the doctor.
Who made the decisions regarding child rearing?
Both parents.
Did you use any kind of child guidance books and things of that sort?
Yes, Dr. Spock.
I was going to say that.
Dr. Spock.
That was a very popular book.
I think he had, his book was out. And I really, my doctor guided me a lot in a lot of things.
I see. How much time did your husband spend with the child?
Very little.
So you were the person who spent most of the
yes.
time with him. How old was the child before you started to work and stopped being a full-time mother?
Oh, gee, four, I guess. About
4 years old?
Yes.
And then you had him sent to a nursery?
No. There were about 3-4 years where he and I would go to my mother's restaurant and I would be working at the restaurant and he would be playing with the neighbors' kids and things like
Your
that.
Your mother had a restaurant?
Yes, my mother had a
when?
Restaurant. Oh, I think it was 1943, 44 or something along
there. You didn't mention that.
You didn't ask.
Okay. The restaurant was owned entirely by your mother?
No. She and a partner.
Another lady?
No,
okay.
A man.
Your father was not involved at all?
Not in the active day-to-day management. See, by then he was
quite old. Was there a big difference in age between
yes.
your...
Yes, yes.
I see. Okay. But I presume your mother. As you know, how do your mother get into restaurant business?
My mother.
She wanted
a very
dark.
Good cook. And just well, by then, you know, all the children were grown and out, and she just I don't know, just worked out that way.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you helped out with the
yes.
the restaurant
right.
After Richard.
He was about 3-4. We worked there for several years, and then when he was 7 or 8, then I went into bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By then he was in school, so I didn't have to send him to nursery school.
Your co-workers, were they mostly Caucasians or Chinese?
Mostly Caucasians.
Mm-hmm. You had no conflicts with them, right?
No.
When you worked, you worked part-time?
In the beginning, I worked part-time.
I see. For how long did you work part-time before becoming full-time?
Well, I think I worked about a year part-time, then I went into full-time.
I see. Okay. When was Richard born?
1939.
39, I see. Okay. At that time, were you in 1939 and all the way up through World War II. Did you ever get involved in community service, women's clubs, PTA, reform movements, etc.?
No. I did not join any clubs.
I see. And not even PTAs?
No, PTA wasn't that active then.
I see. Okay. What about later after Richard, your son, grew up and I presume left the house? Was your life any different? Did you have any different feelings? Did you feel that you need to do something to take up more of your time because you are no longer a mom?
No, because I had my job.
Oh, that is, you were, yeah, full-time working. Did most people back in those days stay with their parents until they were married, one way or another?
You mean like
the Chinese?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Did you know of any Chinese who didn't?
Not my age group. You mean where they wanted, when they're independent, they go out and get an apartment? No, that's a recent view.
So. Okay. You were fairly satisfied with your work, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any problems at work at all, ever? For instance, not being promoted, say?
Oh, no.
Or not being given?
No, never had that kind of a problem. Where you felt that you weren't given promotion, someone else was promoted over you, and
or given a raise when you felt.
No.
Okay, so, and in your field, were they mostly women, the bookkeeping or accounting? Were most of your co-workers women?
Yes.
What would you say was your happiest time, the most fulfilling time during your whole lifetime? Are you retired now, by the
way? No.
Okay.
Maybe looking forward to retirement?
But up to now,
did
you? Was there a period in life that was?
Oh, yes, right. Spending time with Danny, with my grandson.
Ah, I see. Which is recent.
Yes, he's 6 years old.
I see. Okay. Was there any unhappy times?
Of course.
I mean, a long period, not just one day or a week.
Oh.
Spending time with Danny is a fairly long period.
Mm.
Was there any negative or unhappy time of a half year or year duration?
Well, we're going through a trauma of a divorce now.
Oh, I see. Oh, now. Okay. I see. Now, what would you do differently?
My philosophy is I would do everything differently except that you would have done everything the same. Conflicting, but
you mean the results would be the same, or you?
No, I'm a firm believer in destiny.
Also, if no matter what you did, it would have come out the same.
Like that.
I see. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on the changing role of women?
No, except that I'm against too much women's lib, where they go into extremes. I think that's, I don't think much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So where women want to be climbing telephone poles and things like that. I know they have it, but I'm not that much for ultra women's lib.
What is your definition of an ideal job? Right now.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for you, but an ideal job, period. Perhaps for your friends or the people you know, your children, something like that. Would it be the same as what you said before, professional? Something like that?
Yes, I think so. Professional.
Versus owning their own business, like, independent. Entrepreneur?
Well,
like your father, your mother?
It's very difficult to own a small business nowadays. So,
well, your mother had that restaurant. How many hours per week did she put in?
Quite a few. And it wasn't that good. Personally, I don't like the restaurant business, period.
Mm-hmm.
But and owning a small business has many, many headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the professional person is really on the top of the heap. Mm-hmm. An accountant, when I say an accountant, I mean a CPA,
mm-hmm.
a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Did World War II and the Depression, well, let's treat it separately. Did the Depression have any significant impact on you?
Well, I'm sure it did.
How?
In the Depression, everybody was poor, and times were very hard. So you can't help but leave.
Did it make
scars.
You more pessimistic, or what, did it influence your spending habit?
Yes, I think so. I think it's made made me more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't believe in go out and just charging everything. I would much rather have the money before I go out and buy something. I'm not a house, you know, not a car. I mean, necessities, even necessities.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather feel that I have the money and pay for it before I go out and buy it. Like the common, now it's so common, just go out and charge. I'm not for that. So that could have been part of living through the Depression.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Was your father affected by the Depression? I mean, his business, yes, I know, was affected adversely, but his attitude and his values, did they change? Or his personality?
Well, not that noticeably, but it was a traumatic experience, I'm sure, for my father, my mother, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you being the oldest daughter.
Right.
What about World War II? What was it like back then?
Well, World War II...
Or did it make any difference to you?
Yes, it did. So many of your friends and relatives drafted and went to the war.
The American Chinese boys?
Yes. And fortunately, almost everybody we knew did come home.
Any injuries?
Not too close friends or relatives. So in that respect, we were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But the in war is still war.
Did you or your parents buy war bonds?
Yes, we bought war bonds.
Was that a common practice?
Yes, yes.
Do you feel that the Chinese Americans were just as patriotic, if that's the word, as the rest of the Americans?
Yes.
Do you feel that attitude toward the Chinese have changed during World War II or as a result of World War II because China was America's ally? Or do you feel that that had no bearing on the American?
You talking about the American attitude or our attitude?
No, both, but specifically American attitude toward the Chinese.
Yes, I think by then, because China was an ally, and subsequent events, I think that the Chinese are more accepted by the American people than many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Because of the war.
Well, starting
and
the war.
How about the Chinese attitude? Do you feel that it sort of was a catalyst to World War II for them being more patriotic, quote unquote, patriotic Americans, more caring about America?
Well, maybe the fact that for so many years during the war, the Chinese could not return to China, even if they wanted to. Perhaps that changed her attitude, and by then, some of the rules and regulations were relaxed, and the Chinese could apply for citizenship, things like that, and that could have made the Chinese feel more accepted by this country. And of course, by then, more Chinese were born here, so that they felt more American.
Yeah, one thing, was divorce, were there any divorces before World War II?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Common? I mean, Chinese?
Well, Chinese. Yeah, I'm sure there were, maybe.
You never know? Did you know of anyone getting a divorce?
Yes, yes, yes. It was not common, but it did happen.
Mm-hmm. I was in the 40s?
In the 40s. Yeah, one of his wife. We've known divorced people before the war.
Yeah. But it was less prevalent than
of course. Of course.
No. Was it... I don't know if you can draw this analogy, but was it worse to get a divorce or was it worse to marry a non-Chinese?
Oh, the Chinese were ostracized both ways.
By who?
By their own people, whether they married.
Oh, if they were divorced or
Right, or they married, a non-Chinese.
Would the women be more ostracized than the men for having done the same things?
Yes, yes, yes. I think the Chinese are less tolerant against the women for, stepping out of line. That's my attitude, my feeling. That the Chinese let the men do a lot of things that the women... It's a different standard.
Back then, I'm talking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm.
And still true now?
To a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of more, say, for instance, interracial marriages now?
Oh, yes, sure, yes.
Mm-hmm. Back in those days, the you say you have observed one or two interracial marriages?
Yes, yes.
Were they mostly Chinese women marrying out or Chinese men marrying out?
Mostly Chinese men marrying non-Chinese.
Caucasians, or...?
Caucasians.
Marrying Caucasian women or
right.
Mexican?
A Mexican, even colored.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, no Chinese men married.
I see. What about, why, I don't understand the, okay, was there a, so like a social, for instance, those who would marry blacks or Mexicans, were they of lower social status or?
You talking about the Chinese men?
Yeah, the Chinese men, were they?
Not necessarily. They may have been, but definitely.
Blue collar, for instance, or something?
It could be blue collar, too. We were going to Chinese school, we had a couple schoolmates. Father was Chinese, the mother was colored.
Oh, and they looked black, don't they?
Yes, they had curly hair.
But they were sent to Chinese school.
Yes, yes they were.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Chen family.
Oh, interesting. And did you get along with them, or did they behave just like normal Chinese children?
Yeah. I mean, they were subject to all the, discipline of the teachers and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. When you said you would have done things differently and it would have come out the same, what would you have done differently? Would you have,
I would have, I think, pursued
college.
Yes, I would have gone to school, pursued my education. And probably got married later. more years, things like that. Definitely, I would have gone. I would have liked to come to school, come to college, because
mm-hmm.
I was a good student.
Mm-hmm.
But those things, it just wasn't.
Did you ever attempt to go back to college after your son was grown?
No, no.
What about career? Would you have done differently about career, both in terms of choice of field or position?
I don't know about choice of field, but when we were growing up, really, there weren't that many fields open to young Chinese girls. The fact that my father had his own business gave me a chance that a lot of other Chinese girls didn't have.
You mean they couldn't even be bookkeepers?
Right. You have to realize that there weren't that many jobs open to Chinese girls.
To girls or Chinese girls?
To Chinese girls.
Was that a double handicap?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What was a typical job during the pre-war period? You mentioned that, but for women, what kind of jobs?
Clerical work. Clerical work was about
typing,
secretary, bookkeepers. See? Civil service wasn't that popular in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that easy for Chinese girls to come out and say, I want a job. You can apply with a lot of other people and believe me. Somebody, a non-Chinese, would be chosen first.
Did you ever run into this kind of thing?
No, fortunately for me, I did not.
What about teachers and nurses?
There weren't that many Chinese teachers in those days.
Social workers?
No, ma'am.
When did the Chinese women start taking more active role in the working world?
I think the war started, I think.
Ah, I see, World War II.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And more openings, they needed help, you know. So it was easier to get a job. And by that time, some of the Chinese girls had a chance to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a nurse without going through training and all that. And teachers, you have to go to school. Getting accredited,
mm-hmm.
you know. But bookkeepers, you could start and learn on the job. But
mm-hmm.
because my father had his own business, I could learn on the job. He taught me.
Mm-hmm.
But I doubt very much if I could have gone someplace and applied. I want to learn bookkeeping here. I doubt very much that I would have been hired.
You couldn't take a night class in bookkeeping and then apply?
I imagine you could. In my case, I didn't have to.
So your father's store gave you the experience you needed to get the
exactly.
second job.
Exactly.
I see. Your father, where did he learn the bookkeeping?
So by doing. By doing.
But he never took any classes.
I'm sure he did.
Well, I assume back in the days in San Francisco, he probably learned all those things.
So you just, yeah. I mean, you go into business. Years and years ago, and you just learn as you went along. Pay your bills, and if you don't, either you pay cash, and then eventually you pay by check, and you just learn how to write checks.
Oh, the house in Boyle Heights, was that purchased by cash?
No.
Oh, I see. Because Chinese seem to have the habit of paying by cash. Your father actually got a loan from a bank?
No. I think the seller
took over the obligations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think my father paid X number of dollars down, and whatever the down payment they agreed on, and then he paid off the house in monthly payments.
Oh, he died in 46, right?
Yes, my father died
and
in 46.
And he retired prior to that?
Yes, he did.
From the time prior to his death, from the beginning to the end, did he always work in the meat business? Nothing else. I see. How about your mother? How long did she keep the restaurant?
She had the restaurant.
And was it successful?
Well, not that successful. I think we had about 5-6 years.
Which part of town was it?
It was in Santa Ana. Small city in Orange County.
So you would have liked to gone to college.
Yes.
Did you ever think about getting master's or anything like that? Master degree?
You don't even have a bachelor. How do you think of that?
In terms of running your life over again.
Oh. Well.
And what would you have studied in college, by the way? Business? Or?
Yes, I think we'd continue with that. I've only known bookkeeping and accounting, so I doubt very much that I would have branched off into something utterly different.
It was mentioned after the interview that the interviewee's father has 30 to 40 employees.